see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. I feel that it is very important to gain an understanding of what is occurring all around the world at this time. For those who still want to shout, conspiracy theorist, just go back to sleep. Your denial or failure to see things as they are has no bearing on what is happening all around you. What is occurring is a global coup. It's a deliberate destruction of the financial markets, a financial reset, if you will, a black swan event designed to bring in a global, one-world, digital cashless system, a one-world government, and a one-world currency. This has been planned for a long time, and the central bankers and global oligarchical elites have just brought the hammer down. Things are unfolding rapidly. Fear has gripped the entire world, and from the chaos and fear, the consortium will bring in their new order. My advice to anyone would be to not succumb to fear and to prepare oneself cognitively and emotionally as this entire perceptual paradigm comes crashing down all around us. It is underway, and things will not be going back to normal as you've understood them. Obviously, many people are going to completely lose their shit when the realization of how deeply they have been hoodwinked turns their illusory worldview on its head. It's already happening, and on a massive scale. I would also advise the few awakened to stay centered, to stay as focused and calm as possible. This is my primary message. It's not to shock or cause panic, but simply to offer my perspective on what is going on, and I feel that it's important to understand this. Huge corporations will receive bailouts again, and small businesses will fold. The military is being mobilized everywhere, quarantines are being instituted, and we'll probably see martial law established in certain key areas. Supplies are running low due to panic buying and a massive slowdown, and millions of people are losing their jobs. We are going to see even further restrictions and the removal of basic rights. Now, this debt-based system has been on its way down for a long time, despite the current figurehead's assurances that the economy was booming. So sorry, but he's a con man like all the rest of them. The trumpet blares and nothing changes because change must begin with the individual. Now, the markets are in absolute freefall, and it's happening very quickly. The Roman Colosseums have been closed. They shut down the circus. Sporting events, which have always been a major distraction, have been stopped globally in order to shift the focus of consciousness onto this fear that's being generated. Don't succumb to it. Tyranny has stepped out of the shadows, and the time has never been more crucial to maintain an observational perspective, shed the victim consciousness, and shift the focus away from where it is being directed, which is onto the fear and chaos. Do not give it your energy. Ordo ab chao is a Latin phrase that means order out of chaos. This is the elite's modus operandi. They create the chaos, cause fear, and bring in their order from that chaos. This is the way they operate, and it is how they have operated through history. This time, however, it is unprecedented. They are positioning the chess pieces for the final move of checkmate. This is a global, planetary-wide coup d'etat. A global surveillance system is being put into place with the 5G system, coupled with a cashless society and a social credit system. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm receiving pictures from all over the world from my supporters that are sharing with me. They're putting up these towers everywhere. The Chinese totalitarian, technotronic, communistic model is what they want for the rest of the world, and they're going to get it. And they say that all of this was caused by a fucking bowl of bat soup. Oh, please. If you believe that, I've got some condominiums for sale on the moon that you might be interested in. They can tell the public anything they want through the controlled corporate media, and the people will lap it up because they've had their critical thinking capabilities shut down over a lifetime of psychological conditioning. for the last 20 years or so, the opportunity has been available for people to educate themselves outside of the channels of the consensus. The information has been readily and publicly available, but instead of people taking advantage of it to self-educate, they have simply embraced distraction. And the researchers that have been warning us are vilified, ridiculed, and labeled kooks, wackos, or conspiracy theorists by the non-thinking, ill-informed herd. I myself have been trying to warn people for years and have been on the receiving end of that nonsense. We are in a perceptual war here. We've always been, but it's gone unnoticed by all except the very few. The warnings have always fallen upon deaf ears. This is a cognitive war, as I've always said, and the battlefield is the realm of your own consciousness. Corona, crown, head, mental, mind, psyche. This is a war on consciousness. Here in the States, the oligarchs have been working night and day to divide us through various means, especially through politics. It's been wildly successful, and with everything that's been exposed, laid bare, and out in the open, people are still waiting for their savior to appear. Well, best of luck with that. And for all of you that have bought into the QAnon sense, swallowing the Q-laid, you've been hoodwinked too. I'm sorry, but it was a psyop from the start. The cavalry ain't coming. There are no white hats coming to get the bad guys, and no arrests will be made. We've been hearing that bullshit in the alternative movement for at least the last decade. So the advice to grab your popcorn and just sit back and watch the show, it's not a very good strategy. Psyop. I would suggest to remove your thoughts and energies away from the fear, refocus and become resolute in your intentions, summon your courage, and prepare yourself emotionally for the collapse of this perceptual paradigm. If you stand within the knowingness of what you truly are, then there is never anything to fear, ever. Despite this global coup, there is an opportunity here. Unfortunately, we've been conditioned our whole lives to believe that we have no creative input into our reality, that we are just the victims of it. That mentality needs to be done away with now, right now, in this moment. And listen, I'm not trying to be melodramatic here. I'm just trying to convey the urgency of the situation, and it is urgent. Don't doubt that for one second. I would also suggest to sharpen those discernment skills. You're going to need them to be on point because we are in the midst of a massive mind fuck. The media is pumping out 24-hour-a-day fear porn, and fear puts the mind in lockdown. We are at the crossroads. It's a parting of the ways, an energetic split, a great divide, or whatever you want to call it. My main point is this, again, don't succumb to fear. I don't think the Earth game will ever be transformed into a utopia, but as self-actualized and conscious beings, we might navigate the tides of consciousness to maximize our experience and advance our perceptions, never forgetting that it is a willful act. And who knows, maybe we can at least create a model that operates on cooperation and common sense. Perhaps we can work to heal all of the division, but I feel that begins by first reconciling the inner divide, which entails a process of total deconstruction. It is navigating the vessel into the stormy seas of the unknown where so few dare to tread. Key points, ladies and gentlemen. 1. The global coup is first and foremost a war on the mind. 2. Don't give in to fear. 3. Practice discernment. 4. Transcend the victim consciousness. 5. Take back your power of creative input, creative thought. And 6. Don't be too emotionally reactive and maintain an observational point of view. All the best to you. Take good care and walk in peace.